Welcome to Dear Pop Culture Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us. Today I had a really awesome guest, Andrea Jin. She is a Vancouver comedian, but like comedian that's, you know, soon the world is gonna know. We talked about her trip to New York. We did talk about New York a lot and like New York in film and TV, and we talked about Disney princesses and the Oscar nominations and BTS, of course. Yeah, so it was a super fun pod, and I think you guys are gonna really like this one. We laughed a lot, and also the intros last week, it was wishy-washy. Now I'm trying to look at the camera more, so hello. Please tell your friends if you like the show and subscribe and like leave nice reviews and comments and all that good stuff. Always helps. It goes a long way. And I think that's it. I don't have any shows to plug at this exact moment in time. So yeah, enjoy the convo with Andrea Jin, and see you later.
Have you been to New York before?
I went when I was 18.
Okay.
And I was a theater kid. So like I went to like a Broadway show.
Wow.
And I actually like loved it so much. And we were there, me and my mom were there for 4 days. And when the fourth night I was in the hotel room, I was crying because we had to leave.
I get that. I understand. Yeah. Like, sorry. Okay,
it's fine. Oh, I should put this on silent.
I know, I'm like,
because I was waiting for you to come in for the buzzer.
Yeah, okay. No, me too. I'm putting it on do not disturb. Okay, but anyways, like, yeah, I was yeah, that's understandable. Like, you did it, and it's so funny to do New York with parents too. I know a lot of people that did go with like parents on their first go, and they still loved it. But I feel the same, where I was like, I kind of had, I don't know, it's weird, like certain cities I feel too comfortable in, and that is almost bad for me for some reason. I don't know if you get that, but like if I feel like too nice in a city, like everything is like, for example, Vancouver, or like when I go on vacation in like Hawaii or something, or like somewhere like very tropical and nice, and like there's everything everywhere, I feel bad. Like, it makes me feel bad.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
you lost me.
Yeah, it's hard to explain, but it's like, I like the, because like New York made me feel uncomfortable in a, like a challenged way.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
like,
I see what you mean.
Yeah, like I feel like I had, like there was so much to offer too. Like there was so much, like the comedy scene was so great.
Yeah.
There was so much activity, and it was just like so busy, and like everyone's so hyper focused on like what they're doing. Like, it was very inspiring, but the city itself is very uncomfortable too, because like there's a lot of crime, and like people can be kind of like, people say like New Yorkers are kind of like rude.
Yeah,
like they're not rude, they're just like blunt, you know. They're just like, I gotta go where I gotta go, I gotta do what I have to do, you know. Like, there's no time to kind of just like be passive aggressive. Like, they're just aggressive, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And so I just felt like it was a city that like made me work for it, you know, like emotionally and physically. And like,
you have to like you have to speak up when you're there.
Yeah. And kind of be aggressive and like be assertive, and I really like that. Like, it kind of pushed me to like actually be myself, you
I
know
love that. Okay.
Yeah. And also the like comedy scene was so good, and it became like, I became obsessed with New York. Like, I think towards the end, like I was so tired and like kind of beat up by it, because it's like, there's so much to do. And like, I was like running around everywhere. And also like, it was emotionally draining. And I had like, I felt very lonely because I didn't know anyone, but I was like obsessed with the city. So it was like kind of like, it was a weird thing. It was something I've never experienced before with like anywhere I lived. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, just, yeah, that's like, it sounds very emotional.
Yeah, but like, But like it pushes you to be yourself, I think.
Yeah.
Like I think that's the point of like when I say like I don't like when a place is too nice, I think it makes the people too like complacent and then right. they're too like we just become passive aggressive. Like I feel like Vancouver is a very passive aggressive city.
Hugely.
I like it here, but it's like just like the people are very like there's so much room to like talk shit about each other, I guess. Like
yeah.
Yeah.
Also like everyone kind of does the same thing here. Like an example is also just in like the way people dress here.
Yeah.
Like I was like walking down the street the other day and I was wearing this, like I bought this like pink fur bucket hat and yeah. I was wearing this like,
oh, that's cute.
Yeah. This like bright coat. And then I was like, why are people staring at me? I'm like, oh, because nobody wears colors here. Like nobody, like mm-hmm. I'm not wearing like an Arc'teryx coat.
Yeah, Arc'teryx coat or like beige and brown and a lot of beige, brown and like gray, or black. Like a
long black coat.
Yeah.
Which is like fine, but I'm like, yeah. I just was like, oh, people are staring at me because I'm just wearing colors.
Like you're wearing that's so funny. Like yeah, like if you wore that in New York, like people wouldn't bat an eye. They would just be like, oh, she's right? wearing clothes,
you know? Exactly.
Yeah. So I mean, not to say like there's Vancouver is great, you know, in terms of like, you know, the weather is the sky
the sky's blue right now,
yeah,
for the first time in a long time.
It's very beautiful. There's no like, you know, I saw like so much like human shit and like piss Ooh. everywhere, like in like in New York, you know.
Yeah, true. That's disturbing.
It was disgusting. And like you always are scared of being robbed. Like no one carries cash on them ever. Yeah. Like just because it's like you can get robbed. That's a very easy possibility to get robbed at any moment. But, you know, people still live there because mm-hmm. it's like worth it.
It's the best city in the world.
I know. I used to hate that. Like before, like kind of like doing the 2 weeks there. I've been there before in the summer and I didn't get to do it fully. But like, anyways, like before going, I expected to hate it, but I knew I had to do it because I was trying to decide like where to go, like LA or New York. Mm-hmm. And before going, I was like, this is like, because people romanticize it too much. People like fucking build it up too much to a point where I'm like annoyed at it. I hate when people like hype things up too much.
Yeah. You know? I also hate that when people talk about like a city, like where I live's the best. I'm like, why do you care that much?
I know.
Like,
just live there.
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
I'm like, yeah, I do like living in Vancouver, but I'm not like throwing it in people's faces.
No,
like,
I would never throw it in people's faces.
Yeah.
I
don't get that.
But get ready for me to do that for New York.
For sure.
I'm probably going to do that.
That's the thing. Like, New York is hyped up, but I've almost never heard anyone been like, I hated it there.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are people.
I think there are people because actually,
some people hate the cities.
Yeah. That's true. Some people are more built for like quieter, like quaint life, and that's fine. Yeah. You know, I'm like, that's not me, but yeah. I think part of it is because like I was like I grew up in Shanghai, and Shanghai is like very very much a city, and it's like dirty, not as dirty as New York, but like dirty for the world, I guess. Yeah, so I don't know, I kind of like it was nostalgic of it was reminiscent of like Shanghai.
Yeah cool.
Yeah, so I really liked it to an annoying amount, and the audiences there are really cool. Like audiences here, I find I'm not like an edgelord or anything, but I find
not at all.
No, I'm not, but I do find like Vancouver audiences can be a touch like too sensitive sometimes.
Oh yeah.
And like I found that doing stand-up in New York, like I felt like I was too soft for New York. You know, like the audiences there, they're a bit more like they don't mind. Like they're open to anything as long as it's something.
Yeah.
Like as long as it's not just like sexist or racist for the sake of it, you know.
Well, yeah, like, as long as it's like a good joke.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we're on board. It's a joke.
Yeah. I'm not saying like the audiences there are sexist or racist, but it's like, but it's like just like, they're more open to like the premise. And then if it's like kind of like, it's kind of risky, they're kind of like, okay, but what are you going to say? You know? Whereas here, like if you bring up, you know, the incorrect combination of words, then doesn't matter what you say at all after.
It's they clam like, up.
Exactly. It does not matter. Like they immediately, it doesn't matter. There's like no way to rescue it, which I don't like that because like it's hard to, you know, explore in that yeah. way. Yeah.
You want to, as a comic, you want to like push yourself and like try new stuff.
Yeah.
But then you can't.
I know.
And if the audience isn't on board.
Yeah, and that's the, yeah, that was one of the, that's one of the things. Like, yeah. like stand up there felt very like explorative and like,
yeah.
And they support comics like very a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah. So that was, I guess that was a trip, but I guess other than comedy, I didn't do much there though. I wanted to go visit the Met and I wanted to like do the museums and stuff, but I just didn't. I just got so tired, like, because I went to shows at night, and then I stayed up till, like, 4 every day, so then I would, like, sleep till, like, 1.
Yeah, if you're doing shows every night. I get it.
Yeah, thank you for being nice about it, because I told some people that, and they're like, you're so stupid. Right. You're so
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I already told you. Yeah, someone called me stupid for not doing the, like, museums and stuff.
Whatever. You've been there before.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you were there to do comedy.
Yeah, but also, like, when I moved there, I can fucking do whatever I want anytime. Like,
yeah.
Plus, like, I don't
but
know.
You won't.
I'm not gonna do it. I don't think
that's the thing. Like I moved to Vancouver. I've never done any of the tours.
You didn't do the Capilano suspension.
Never. I've never been.
You're supposed to.
I know.
Even I did it, but I did it only because my that's when you do the like touristy stuff when people visit you and then you have to take them somewhere because that's when I did it because I wasn't gonna do any of the Vancouver like fucking like tourist stuff but my cousin and my aunt came to visit and then we had to take them and it was stupid though. You're not missing out on anything. You're just on a bridge. Like the fuck?
It's just a bridge.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's like $50.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Although I did do my sister and her family came last summer and we did the flyover Canada.
Okay, that's really cool.
It was fun.
I do it regularly.
Oh, really? It's like going on a ride.
Yeah, it's like Harry Potter ride at Disney or at Disneyland or something. Universal or something.
Well, I know I compared it to at Disney. They have the like soaring over California.
Yeah,
and California Adventure.
I did that too.
Yeah, it's like that.
I love flyover Canada.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I love when you can smell something.
Yes. It's so cool.
Because I'm a very smell, like my nose is really like, I have a very, I can smell a lot of things.
Brag.
Yeah. I'm really good at smelling. And I had COVID like in January and I lost my cell and I was so sad for a bit. God. But it came back right away because I think it's because I have a really good smell.
overpowered COVID.
I think so. And
you smell so good.
I think so. I think like my smell, like I Googled like how to get my smell back really quickly because I was so sad because like it was such a big part of my life, like smelling things. So
what are some things that Google suggests?
Yeah. So like, basically, they're saying, like, smell really strong-smelling things, like essential oils and like, things that smell really, really strong, like, normally would make you, like, ugh, like, flinch, you know?
Okay.
Smell those, like, for, like, 10, 15 minutes a day.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I was doing that, and you know what? It was working, because I could smell the really, really strong smells.
Right.
But none of the, like, subtle ones, but the more I did it, the more I, like, sniffed it. The more other smells came back. So if you had COVID, like if anyone had COVID, like, and you want to get your smell back, smelling like really strong smells.
I lost my taste and smell when I got COVID too.
When did you get it back?
I was gone for probably like 5 days.
Oh, that's not long.
It wasn't bad.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so I wasn't like, I wasn't at the point where I was like, oh God, this could be forever. I mean, I did think that.
Yeah, right?
It's the weirdest feeling.
Because it's so weird, yeah. But also people tell you, people are like, oh, some people never get it back.
Like, why would you say that to me?
I know, I was so paranoid. I was like, oh my God, if I can never smell again, like.
It would suck.
I would be so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then how am I supposed to know when it's like gross somewhere? Then I have no idea if somewhere is gross.
Or
someone's gross and I'm just openly like
you're
talking
hanging
to them.
Out with the smelly kid.
Oh my God. Yeah. But everyone else knows except for you. And then they think like, wait, what's wrong with her that she's like,
yeah,
she's like so open to smelliness.
And then it rips off on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you don't know because you can't smell.
Yeah.
So you're walking around like all proud.
Smell.
The thing too, like you would walk around proud because you don't know.
Yeah.
But then, and then that, and then people are like, why is she so proud? She's smelly.
Oh God.
And it's like,
she's too confident.
I know. Yeah. So that's a life I want to avoid.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not to say, you know, if you can't smell, it's okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Can't smell.
It's okay. You know,
it would suck. Okay. Wait, so let's relate this to pop culture.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. What? I was trying to find Rihanna the whole time I was in New York.
Ooh, that's great. Yeah. No luck.
No, I did. Yeah. I didn't even try, though. I mean, I tried.
Yeah.
I was just always like looking around. I'm like, is Rihanna here at the subway? At the subway where I just saw human shit. Is Rihanna here?
She could.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. When I went to New York when I was 18, I spent the whole time looking for the Gossip Girl cast.
They live there?
They were filming it there at the time. And so I was like, and they would film like in Central Park or like at these locations in New York. So I was like, come on, we have to come across them filming. It was my dream. But we didn't, but we did. We came across Hilary Duff filming a movie.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Hilary Duff is way more like iconic than
than Gossip Girl.
She
stood the test of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like pretty close to her, and we were watching her film in the middle of Times Square. It was this shot where she was like, obviously had just come to the city for the first time. So she's looking up, and they did the whole like they moved the camera all the way around.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that spin of like, oh, I'm in a new city.
Yeah. So cute.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. I wish I ran into Rihanna. Yeah. I went to the thrift shop that she likes or something. I couldn't find anything. It was so bad. I was like, well, they definitely like save the good stuff for her and like Bella Hadid or like whoever.
Okay.
They definitely save it because they put out all the
must be like a back room.
Oh, 100% there is, because it was such a small little shop. And I was like, there must be more. I've seen photos of celebs taking, you know, they won't. Yeah, but
yeah,
that's
funny.
Should have tried to rush it. You know, tried to let me in. I should have tried.
Yeah,
but whatever.
What do you think about Rihanna being pregnant?
Oh, she's doing great. She's doing a great job with it.
She's killing it.
Like, no one else has been pregnant as good as her.
Yeah.
I think. Because her outfits are insane.
They're so good.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, do I want to get pregnant?
I know. There was an article that was like, oh, is Rihanna going to, like, inspire people to get pregnant? But I thought that was Beyonce, too, when Beyonce got pregnant. But Beyonce don't have the, like, honestly, no disrespect to her, but she does not hold the same power that Rihanna holds.
No, it's different.
Yeah. It's very different because, like, Rihanna, seems more like that's her.
Exactly.
You know,
Beyonce's always been like a very put together public figure.
Yeah.
Where it's like you see what she wants you to see.
Yeah.
And that's it.
She seems like a something put together by her team.
Exactly.
Yeah. Whereas like Rihanna, I'm sure she gets help, but a lot of it seems like her.
It's her idea.
Yeah.
And also, well, like, I was just thinking when Beyonce was pregnant, there was the whole conspiracy theory that she had a surrogate.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Because there was no pictures of her
I watched so many. I watched so many conspiracy theory and videos of her being like, her stomach bent.
Yeah, there was like an interview where she sat down and her stomach bent. And it's like, it's a pillow.
Yeah, I watched that those theory videos so long.
Yeah.
So many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so dumb. Yeah, real. I know.
Why would she do that?
I know. Yeah, because it's like no shame in getting a surrogate. Like...
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian did it, you know? It was fine.
Wow.
Yeah, Kim did it because she, like, had complications in her pregnancy where I think she had to, like, don't quote me on it, but I think she had to, like, take her uterus out or something. I don't think she did.
Whoa.
That sounds like a really big deal. Never mind.
Like, can they do that?
They do that for dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, so maybe Kim had the dog surgery. She got spayed. They spayed Kim Kardashian.
Wow. She's an influencer. I'm sure I knew she had a surrogate and I just forgot.
Yeah, like, she had a surrogate for her last
too much
couple
going on with
or
her.
Something, but... Yeah, that's my dream, is to get a surrogate. I don't want to do it myself.
Yeah.
I just don't want to. I've heard too many horror stories of, like, your everything ripping. I don't want that.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you shit.
Oh, my God.
when it comes out.
Yeah, I don't want to shit. I don't want to shit in front of a team of doctors. Yeah.
What? Yeah. But it's like, that's what... Doctors who, like, go to school to deliver babies, like, that's just their job.
I know, it's
to
so see embarrassing
all the time.
Yeah, but it's so embarrassing though. Like, I had to get a pap test a few times, like, because they kept messing it up. I've had so many paps in the last year.
They
like
messed
too many
it up?
They keep messing it up. Like, ooh, the last time it was like, oh, they drew, like, they like wrote with an ink pen on it when they should have not wrote on it. It's like, and
on
so
the
on the
clipboard,
yeah, on the test, like, so they took out pieces of my insides, I guess, and then they smeared it on the tester thing, and they closed it, and there was a label on top, and they wrote on it instead of, I guess, not writing on it usually.
Oh.
And then the ink, like, leaked into the testing thing.
Oh my God.
So it leaked in, so there was, like, ink in my sample. Yeah. And so yeah, they had to redo it, but it's so awkward, like, because then the doctor will be like, hey, like, how's it going, you know, like, how's your job going,
my God,
you know,
right. And so, like, making small talk. Well, yeah,
well, like, literally, like, it's like I'm, like,
putting
open in a table.
You.
Yeah, I yeah. hate that. I don't yeah. like that. I'm not at a point where I can just separate the two.
Yeah.
You know? And it's agreed. Like, yeah, I know his name. It's like Ryan, you know? It's like.
You know your doctor. Oh, I guess I know my doctor's first name.
Yeah. I should look him up on social media, see if there's anything.
Oh, that just reminded me. I looked up my doctor on, there's, like, that website, like, Rate My Doctor.
Oh, yeah?
And,
I should look mine up, yeah.
Yeah, but all of the reviews were, like, talking about how handsome he is.
Oh, is he handsome?
Yeah, I had never thought of him that way, because he's, like, an older guy.
Yeah.
He's, like, this, like, older Indian man, so yeah. he's very, like, you know, like, stern. And I was like, oh, he is very good looking. They're right. And, like, all of the comments were like, oh, this doctor is, like, so handsome. He has beautiful thick eyelashes. I was like, what?
Wow.
This is so funny.
Wow. I wonder if he reads the...
I know.
I bet, like, he does.
Yeah.
I bet he does. And he jacks off. No. No.
He loves it.
Yeah. I'm like, I bet he jacks off. Am I lying? Are you saying that, like, oh, he doesn't jack off? I'm talking to, I don't know who I'm talking
yeah,
to right
now.
No. I'm talking to the voice inside my head that's like, stop. Stop
yeah.
saying he's jacking off.
He yeah. would.
I'm sure he's jacked off before.
Would you jack off to comments of you, of people being like, whoa, she's so hot?
No, I wouldn't. but if I was a doctor, I think it's different for women.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
you get comments about our bodies like all the time.
Yeah. But if you're like a doctor, I don't know. I'm speaking out of my ass, but like.
That's funny.
But I'm sure he's jacked off before. Okay.
Okay. Let's not talk about my doctor anymore.
Whoa, it's my doctor. It's like when people are like, don't talk about my mom or yeah. my sister.
Don't talk
Whoa.
About my doctor.
It's my doctor. Gross. Gross.
Yeah, I can't think of him that way.
Yeah. It's my doctor, dude. Not cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What else did I do in New York?
This is like only a tangent, but like, did you have any like movies about New York or like that you, I don't know, like every movie is filmed in New York. Mm-hmm. What am I trying to say? Do you have any that you like watch a lot? Like, is that.
That I'm like, something? Whoa, New York.
Yeah. Is there any like movies that made you be like, oh, I want to go there?
No, never. Like never yeah. movie. I can't even think of any movies from New York. Okay. I can only think of TV shows.
Oh yeah, like Friends.
And Friends made me really want to go to New York for
Which
some
is
reason.
It's funny because it's like all they do is sit in the coffee shop.
Yeah, because what they're doing has nothing to do with New York. Like,
yeah.
like it fully does not feature the city at all.
Yeah. Whereas like Gossip Girl or like Sex and the City was big. Yeah. Like they filmed at a lot of locations like around.
Yeah. How I Met Your Mother, too. They actually do feature New York a lot because like they do this thing where like the redhead girl, I forgot. It's been so long since I watched it. But like she like is like speaks train conductor or whatever. Like
train,
like it's very muffled. And I was like cognizant of that while I was riding the train. I was like trying to like listen to the announcements. And some of it is very muffled, but a lot of it's very clear. But like that stuck with me, like How I Met Your Mother. And
that's funny.
Yeah, and Succession is filmed in New York too. Oh, like, that is my recent like New York thing I watched, where it's like, and all they do are just like riding around in cars. You know? So they don't really even do New York a lot, but that's because they're rich. Like they don't live there the way that normal people live there.
Right.
Yeah,
that's so true.
Yeah. Do you watch Succession?
I didn't. I watched the first. 2 seasons and then I started watching the 3rd season and I actually stopped. I just was like, I think I was partially on my phone too much. And I was like, what is going on?
It is a show where you have to like pay attention.
Yeah.
Because it's all talking.
Yeah. But even when I was paying attention, I was like, I only understand like 60% of this.
Yeah.
Like
they do a lot of like obscure, like, oh, this is the Genevieve conference, you know, like where they decide the senators are going to talk, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I'm like, what is there like business lingo that I just don't understand?
Yeah. And they do a good job of like explaining it, but it's still very fast and it's still... I don't know. Like, I understand, like, it can get very dry.
Like, I really enjoyed, like, the 2nd season. I thought it was really good.
First season was great, funny. Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny. I love, And it's a show where it's, like, a lot of looks. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, a lot of, like, very offhand looks.
Yeah.
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 Like, bitchiness through looks.
Yes, lots of bitchiness.
Yeah.
That is.
But very
delicious.
Passive aggressive, but also aggressive. That the passive aggression makes the aggressive parts worth it almost.
Right.
Because it's so like, well, whoa.
And it's good having siblings, because you can talk to your siblings like you can't, because you grew up with them, so you can call them like, hey, you're a shithead.
Yeah.
Whereas like, you don't do that with regular people. So it has that like,
yeah, the contrast.
Siblings vibe of siblings just like being like, shut up, you piece of shit.
Yeah. And you wouldn't tell your dad or mom that. Yeah. So the way you talk to your parents is different from your siblings. And it does a really good job of doing that. But I mean, I feel like I was under the Succession spell, and then I was like watching it a lot, and then like I returned to it after like watching other shows for some time, and I was just like, what is this? You know, I was just like, is this even good?
Right. Yeah. I think when this third season started back up, it had been so long and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. Is this even good or is this just extremely British, you know,
without being British?
Yeah, exactly. Because it's written by all British writers and like,
and I think the dad, the actor who plays the dad is British.
He's British. Yeah. He's done a lot of plays and like, but also just like, they're just, this show is just obsessed with Greek and Roman mythology, like they're obsessed with, because British people like value education, and I mean everyone values it, I guess, but like they're very much like, oh, Cambridge, like
private education,
you know. Yeah, like, oh my god, like very snooty about it. Yeah. And so like, you know, all those writers went to like, you know, very prestigious schools, and they studied like Greek and Roman mythology and like those stories and stuff. And so it's very present in the like storylines where, you know, there's like fucking the mom thing, and then like wanting to fuck mom and wanting to like incestuous relationships. So yeah, it's a lot of that where it's like, okay, let's relax, you know, let's calm down. Let's
yeah.
Let's shut up for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a bit too precious with the show, I think, but.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's like, oh, everyone's like talked it up so much now. So I get to that point where I'm like,
yeah,
why is everybody, this isn't for everybody.
I know.
And maybe it's not for me.
Yeah. And I get that way too. When everyone likes something, I want to hate it.
I know.
Because it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, really? You know?
I'm different.
Yeah. It's probably insecurity.
Yeah. It is something.
But anyways, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, my stomach just growling.
Did you eat breakfast?
I did. Okay. But, you know, at like 9 a.m.
Oh, wow. It's yeah, fine. I woke up like before I got here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I had cereal.
Ooh,
yeah, it's good.
did you have a favorite cereal as a kid?
Yeah, I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ooh,
yeah, because it was so sweet and like, but I didn't know sugar was bad for you.
No,
until
I had no idea
until someone told me,
until
some asshole told me.
I didn't know. Cereals contained so much sugar.
Yeah, I thought it was healthy because
I liked Corn Pops.
Yeah,
and I'm like, corn is in the name, that's crazy, but they're delicious.
Yeah,
and it's healthy.
Yeah, because they put whole grain things on there.
Yeah,
they do. Like, all cereal is kind of packaged in like healthy propaganda way of like, this is like breakfast, it's good for you, it's whole grain,
drink milk with it.
Yeah, milk is good, whole grain is good.
Yeah.
We added 40 grams of sugar into every individual cereal.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But I now eat those like very healthy like health store cereals, and it's not as fun. But
yeah.
But I like that more. I can't eat sugar anymore. The other day, like, remember when we had lunch? Mm-hmm. What was that, like on Wednesday or something? And Marito made me get a ice cream sundae to celebrate the Juno, and then like and it was like so sugary, it took me out the whole day.
Yeah. I get the same way. It's like, yeah, it hurts my stomach. It just
But it feels like I'm wearing like it feels like I put on something on my head, you know, where it's just like, ugh, like I can't. Yeah. Is that what getting old is? Not being able to like
I think so.
Process sugar as much.
Yeah.
As well as before. Because yeah, before, back in the day when I was like,
oh my god,
little fucking child, where I'm just I'll eat a cake. I'll eat a full cake, and then I'm like, yeah, let's fucking
right
do stuff now.
Yeah. Oh my god. When I was like 17, 18, just having like fast food for every meal, drinking so much pop at my movie theater job. Like,
yeah. Didn't matter.
It's crazy. Yeah. Having on the Tim Hortons ice cap at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Just sweating. Probably.
No, feeling fine. Yeah.
Cause that's me when I, like, I worked at the keg and like I ate so much butter and mayonnaise. Yeah. Like I was like addicted to butter and mayonnaise, but I was just like sweating.
Butter and mayonnaise.
Yeah. Just yeah,
spoonfuls.
Yeah, like I would get fries and like,
oh,
it was fries, just fries and bread, and I would just like,
oh yeah,
dip it, and I would just eat it, and I would just sweat, and like mm-hmm. It was gross. Yeah,
yeah, that is oh god. Okay, I wanted to ask you because you have a joke about Mulan, mm-hmm. having to like Mulan.
Yeah.
And you say it was Sleeping Beauty was your favorite Disney princess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah.
That is your, is that for the joke?
I mean,
is that real?
It's like, it is kind of real. I think like it obviously was for the joke,
of
but
course,
like,
of course,
of course, as we do. But like, but I did really love Sleeping Beauty, not because like of the joke of like, oh, she was sleeping, but like I loved how she had these three little fairies around her and like they would change the color. I loved when they changed the color of her dress and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I love how much emphasis there was on like her dresses.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, there was something about her where I was just like, and her dreaming, like her like, the emphasis on dreams and like dreaming of someone, the prince that she was with, like,
mm-hmm.
And then being with him in her dream. Like, cause I like get really like vivid dreams and like, I do live like certain worlds in my dreams and stuff. So I identified with that a lot where I was like, oh, I dream about stuff and I like changing colors of dress. Like, yeah. I just really liked her vibe.
Yeah, I think as far as like, because that's like an old Disney movie, like,
oh when, yeah,
like as far as like those old ones go, like I think it holds up like,
yeah,
as a cute little movie.
Yeah. And I had the DVD set and like there were like games that you could play because, oh, it's the DVD, right? You used, yeah, to back before when you could like do like play special features like, yeah, like behind the scenes,
yeah,
or something.
Some of them would have like games.
Yeah, and I played like, god, the games where you like change the color of her dress or like,
oh my god,
like I don't know, like outrun something. But it was really fun. I just had a really good experience with the DVD set of
of Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty, but also watching it was really fun.
Yeah.
Who else did Little Mermaid was a popular one too.
Oh,
but I,
yeah,
didn't like her that much.
A lot of people say that's their favorite Disney,
yeah,
princess, and I don't get that. I think the movie is great, but yeah, as far as like her, I'm like, I don't really identify.
No, me either. Cause it's like, oh, you wanna, like, I would never give up my legs my voice for fucking legs.
Yeah.
If I was a fish, I'd just be like, yeah.
Be like, okay,
there's so many other hot fish here.
Yeah.
Like,
hot mermen.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna simp for some fucking guy on, just so I could have legs or some shit.
Yeah. I would have been like one of her sisters that was just like chilling.
Yeah.
Singing songs together.
I know, this is better.
Yeah.
Like my dad has like so much muscles and shit.
Like, King Triton,
yeah,
was hot.
And he's like, so, yeah, my dad is hot. I'm like, oh, my dad's hot, I'm not gonna leave.
Yeah.
No, but he's so powerful. I'm like, why the fuck do I want to go live a normal life? Fucking basic.
Yeah.
She's basic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I always liked Cinderella.
Oh.
And everyone always said she was basic, but I'm like, she just wanted to like go to the ball.
Yeah.
She just happened to fall in love with the prince.
I know.
Like the prince was never on her mind.
Okay. She's literally not basic.
Yeah.
Cause she was like cleaning floors and stuff.
She had a job.
Yeah, and then she wanted to like look really nice for a party.
Yeah, and so she like,
as we all do.
Yeah,
sometimes, you know.
Yeah, her mice friends made her a dress.
Yeah,
so cute.
I know. Like, what? Who said this? I'm gonna go find them.
I feel like people used to say that a lot. Like, oh, like she, a piece, people would call her like passive. I'm like, I love Cinderella.
Well, those people are just insecure. Yeah. Probably. So Cinderella's your favorite?
Yeah, I think so. She was always my favorite growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, who else was there? Belle. I like Beauty and the Beast, but also.
Yeah, Belle.
I'm like, I was never. When I was a kid, I was into books, but not the same way.
Right? Like the way she was into books, I was kind of like, okay, bitch.
Yeah. You know, like there's literally the line in the first song where she's like borrowing a book and he's like, by that one, you've read it twice. She's like, yeah, but it's my favorite. I'm like, oh my God. I've never read a book.
Yeah, that's
more
too
than
much.
Once.
That's horse girl energy. She was a horse girl. Like, no, it was like, cause like we all like books as like little girls, I think.
Yeah. But I think it's like one of the only things we have to do.
Yeah, exactly. But like she struck me as like someone who was like, no, but I like books different from you. I'm actually like really into books, like more than yeah. you. Like you actually aren't that into books, but I'm actually into books, you know, like kind yeah. of like I'm not like other girls, like
yes
girl.
Yeah. And also like reminds me of this girl I went to high school with that during silent reading, like at English class,
oh my God,
for like 10 minutes of the day you would do silent reading, but then yeah. English class would start, but that girl would read through the entire class to the point where like the teacher, she got in trouble for reading too much.
I hate her.
Yeah. The teacher okay. would be like, hey, like I'm talking. Can you please put down your book? And like, you could tell she thought that was okay. Cause it's not like I'm on a cell phone.
Oh my God.
I'm reading a book.
She needs to eat some sugar. Yeah. She sounds, I'm annoyed.
Yeah. Like she never said that, but that's yeah. the vibe.
Yeah. Where she's like, oh, I'm actually better than like yeah. whatever is happening.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to read.
I don't need to know English class.
Curriculum. I'm already doing it on my own.
Yeah.
With my book. Yeah.
I'm reading The Other Boleyn Girl.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of like her. I'm like her. I'm not like you guys. I'm like her. Oh, yeah. Who else? Who else?
For Disney princesses?
Yeah, I want to shit on all of them.
Okay. Well, Tiana is newer. We didn't grow up with her.
I didn't even watch that one. Cause I was a kid. I was not a kid when that came out.
You were like, were you a teen? Like,
yeah, I was a teen.
You were probably like, I'm too cool to.
Yeah, I was into Paramore.
Hell yeah.
I got into Paramore.
Because of Twilight.
No, actually, because of my friend who was into alternative music and I wanted to be friends with her.
I love Paramore.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were great. Haley?
Yes.
William?
Haley Williams.
Okay. Yeah. I'm forgetting. Yeah, she was cool. But she recently came into my head because of Olivia Rodrigo, like ripping off her song, right?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I hate that she did that.
I mean, I feel like it was like an accident. They were like, we want it to kind of sound like this, but then they ripped it off too much. Mm. I'm like, I think it's a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true. I just don't like Olivia Rodrigo because she, I don't know. There were like some, it might be like propaganda. It might be like fake, but there was something about how she was like throwing shade at like BTS or something.
Okay.
Yeah. But it might be fake. Done. It might. Yeah, I know. That's when I was like, okay, don't do that. Yeah. You're dead to me.
Yeah.
But who else is there? Jasmine. Jasmine was kind of cool.
Jasmine's cool.
Yeah, I liked her.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the whole lion and shit.
Yeah.
And all she wanted to do was just live a normal life.
Yeah. Yeah. She just wanted to like go out in the village in a disguise. That was
she had
cool.
good motives.
She was cool.
Yeah. I liked her. I liked her in motives.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. I wanted to not like her.
I'm trying to like look at my movies. I'm like, I don't have that many Disney movies.
Yeah. Who else is there? Mulan. I like her.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. I think I'm indifferent about her. She's like someone where I'm like, you know, we can all exist together, you know?
Good.
Where I'm not like trying to be like, oh yeah, competitive with like another Asian woman. Mm. You know, I'm like, we're different, but we can exist together. That's how I feel about Mulan.
Yeah, I like that. She's in a different lane. It's mm-hmm. good.
Yeah, we're not after the same thing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
She wants to conquer the Eastern map or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell jokes.
Oh, there's Pocahontas.
Okay, yeah, that one is interesting.
Like, I think she's great. Like, that whole movie's, like, pretty problematic now, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, I think that's the issue where yeah. I'm just like, she was very sexualized, but also... True. That's the thing about Mulan. She wasn't that sexualized. She was kind of like, she was yeah. like a bro.
Yeah, she was, like, the opposite.
Yeah, which was cool. Like, yeah, and they, but they did do, like, they did sexualize, like, Pocahontas, which is... bad.
Sure. Oh, and Jasmine. Do you remember when Jafar like imprisons her and she's in that like sexy red outfit? Oh yeah, outfit?
That's weird. That's oh my god, Disney's fucked.
It is fucked.
Yeah. but they own everything now, so Disney's good, I think.
I mean,
they yeah. do. They own everything. Yeah. Now.
If like,
having, so I love like, Disney. I have nothing but
no, like Disney Plus. Like at first, I was like, "Well, I don't need to get that. Like, just watch Disney movies." But it's like, no, they have everything on it.
They bought FX. They bought Hulu. They bought
yeah
every existing
yeah all thing the Marvel. There. I Marvel. Think Fox now.
Yeah,
yeah. It's too.
We
much.
Love a winner.
Yeah,
stay winning. Good for stay them. Winning. That's why I love McDonald's. You know, yeah, you did it, McDonald's.
That's so true.
You did it, Facebook.
So true, bestie.
You bought Instagram. Good. Keep buying stuff. Buy everything.
Yeah.
Let's see who can own everything. Who can race to own everything?
Own the most stuff.
Yeah. Love to see that thriving.
Yeah.
Go Kings.
What's better than I don't know.
I. Complete monopoly? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing is better than that.
Better than being a billionaire? A trillionaire.
Yeah. Let's get there. Let's get there. Oh let's get God. There, Elon and
Jeff.
Jeffrey.
okay, let's go back to BTS.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you got on every podcast and talked about I BTS. Know.
I know, and I almost did here, but it was like literally the you got me last time here. You got me just before my BTS phase.
Yes.
So I was talking about Justin Bieber, which...
But it was even in, at that time you were talking about how over him you were.
Yeah, I am. I would say I'm ashamed of him now. Wow. No, I'm not. I'm
it's
not.
Done.
No, he'll always be like very talented, iconic guy. But BTS actually bought...
Justin Bieber.
He owned what? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They bought him. They own him now.
Yeah.
They buy here's the actual thing.
His essence.
They BTS, the company that manages BTS, but they have shares in. So HYBE is the company. Mm-hmm. They bought Scooter Braun's management company. And so they own Scooter Braun's management company and production company too, by the way. So there's Scooter Braun has a production company. It's called SB Productions, and they bought that as well. And under Scooter Braun's management company, it has, Justin Bieber, Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, all of those people. So like in a okay. way, BTS owns all of those stars. So
that's incredible.
I know. Wow. They're very much taking over. Impact. They have so much money.
I actually was like looking at their YouTube channel before you came here.
Oh.
And then
doing research.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I just wanted to like see. I was like, what are like their best music videos? But it's like their YouTube channel is just like, I don't even know. Just so many videos.
Everything has like a billion views.
Yes, yeah. And it's like it's not even their music videos. I was like, oh my god, they are. Taking over the world.
I know. Yeah. Their music videos are amazing. Did you get to watch any?
Yes.
Which one did you watch?
I watched a couple. It's like the newest something to
Butter?
Dance.
There's Butter. Oh, Permission to Dance.
Permission to Dance. Yeah. I like the song too.
Yeah. It's cute, yeah. Right? I was it's like very catchy. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this is like a Carly Rae Jepsen song.
Yeah.
Like it would be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. It's like, it's very catchy. I think that was the vibe they were trying to go for, which is just like pop, like.
yeah,
dancey, like optimistic, like, because they're very socially conscious too. Like they do like their music very much reflects like what is happening at the time, and like Permission to Dance and like Butter, it's all very like trying to come back from the pandemic, like, because they did a song during the pandemic, they did an album during the pandemic that was like kind of reflective of it, being like, it's like the single was like Life Goes On, and it was like very much like, oh, you know, we've been locked up, but you know, life keeps whatever, like pushing on, you know, on. And so yeah, it's not always like those like dancey poppy things, like, okay, they do like based on, yeah, they're really great artists.
Yeah, it's so funny that I like haven't really listened to them, because I'm like, I love pop music, and I'm like, why haven't I? And then I also like hang out with my brother. He's super into like K-pop girl groups.
Yeah.
It's like every time I go to his place, we just are watching
music
videos.
You told me. Yeah. He likes. So, like,
I was hanging out with him last night. We were listening to Twice.
Yeah. Twice is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend just went to a Twice concert in LA. That's the thing about LA too, though. Like, that's a pro about LA, is like so many people pass through there. There's always great concerts. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so funny, because I used to think that about Vancouver.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in Kamloops.
Oh, right.
So it'd just be like, oh my God.
Yeah, like Vancouver is the big city.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's, yeah. And then now you're here and it's like, oh.
So many artists don't come here.
No.
They'll have one Canadian date on their tour and it's Toronto.
Toronto, yeah.
Or
I know.
Calgary even.
Yeah.
I just remember Beyonce went to like Toronto and Calgary. And
she went to Calgary?
Or maybe Edmonton.
Oh, yeah. Because I was like, that's unheard of.
I know. Yeah, not
going
Calgary.
To Calgary.
Edmonton.
Yeah.
Whatever. Same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing. For sure. Same thing. But like,
I know.
Yeah, no. People skip Vancouver so much.
Yeah.
They don't even want to do Toronto, but they're kind of like, oh, I'll do it, I guess. So we want to cover our bases.
You have to come to Canada.
Yeah. It's only the people that want to cover their bases do they do Toronto. But if they're doing a limited tour, they are not doing Toronto.
No.
You know? And so, but yeah, LA, they do, like, so many people do LA, like, as their, like, tester of like, before the tour.
Oh.
And, like, BTS did LA last year, Twice did LA, like, I think a few weeks ago.
Right.
And Harry Styles concert, too. Like, yeah, so many people play LA, because, like, so many people live there, so it's, like, easy to just do
it. Yeah. Well, yeah, and if they're coming to do a TV show or something.
Oh, for sure.
They're coming to do James
Corden, or like, yeah, R.I.P. Conan.
Yeah,
he's not dead, but you know. Yeah, yeah, Conan, Coco, Team Coco,
Team Coco podcast.
Damn, what other late night is there now? It's just James Corden in L.A. Like, as in L.A. Because New York does a bunch, but like, L.A. is, I guess it's just James Corden.
I guess, because yeah,
Kimmel. No, Kimmel's in New York.
But
is it?
I think Kimmel's in LA.
Oh, yeah.
But he hasn't been doing it. He's had like a lot of guest hosts this last year.
That's true.
Year.
What is he doing? Is
I
he
have
okay?
no idea. I haven't really, like, I it's been like in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, oh, yeah, what's going on there?
Yeah, I'm realizing
is his
that.
Is still happening?
Right? Like, I'm realizing that, like, because I get YouTube clips,
yeah,
like, recommended to me and stuff.
Yeah.
It'll always be a guest host for Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him. I forgot what he, like, what's his, because I know he was like, he gained a lot of weight and then he lost a lot of weight. I don't know what he looks like now.
No,
you
no
know?
Clue.
There's no image in my head.
Yeah.
So wonder what he's doing.
Ellen's doing that too.
Right.
It's just guest hosts.
Oh, wow. That's super weird.
Which is funny because like she's like came back from almost being canceled, being like, we're still doing the show, but then she hasn't been on the show like at all.
Yeah, I wonder if it's to lay low from the cancellation or yeah,
right,
I don't know,
super weird.
Yeah, very weird vibes in LA right now.
Probably all the time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely all the time. But yeah, yeah.
When you were angsty teen into Paramore, were you into like any other of those types of bands?
Yeah, I had MTV or Much Music, no, not MTV, Much Music channel. on cable, I would like turn to it and I'll watch like music videos and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I tried to get into like the more emo ones for some reason, because I was like just I tried to get into like Mariana's Trench. Oh. Which is funny now because they're like in Vancouver and I see them sometimes and stuff, and it's just like,
yeah,
okay. and then like My Chemical Romance, I did not get into it. That was way too emo for me. And Evanescence, did not get into it, too emo.
It's funny because I'm like, I liked all the like, there was like some popular My Chemical Romance songs that I was pretty into. My brother was super into emo music, so I like,
yeah,
just had a run off like some of it. But yeah. Yeah, I was always like, this is a lot,
right? It is a lot. Like when it's sad. Only black and white, you know, like when everything is just monochrome, it's like, okay,
yeah,
that's too much. Yeah. I like a little color. But I loved Avril Lavigne.
Oh
yeah, that was easy for me, because she was just, you know, she was just like a teenage girl who was like singing about, you know, she was kind of angry. It was a happy medium for me. Same. Where it's like she's angsty enough but not emo to the point of like,
yeah,
I can't listen to this.
Yeah. I had the similar thing where it's, yeah, like her and like at the time Ashley Simpson also had that going on where she's, that's like true. I'm a little bit alt, but it's still pop music. Like,
yeah, that's true. The only memory I have of Ashley Simpson is her lip syncing at SNL.
Yeah.
Like that was my intro to her. So I never got into her because I was just like, what is this? Is this a joke? Like, and I don't understand.
It's such a shame because her, her album was like my favorite album.
Yeah.
And then she like went on SNL and that happened. And if that didn't happen, I think she would have had an amazing career.
I think so too.
It's so sad.
That's upsetting because it's like a lot of artists lip sync. It's not that big of a deal.
Exactly.
But at the time, people, for some reason, people cared so much. Her
to no end.
I know. I think that it was too much. It was a bit like sexist. How much they did it. Yeah.
It was like the same way like that they treated like all those like women, like how everyone's realizing all of a sudden now like, oh, we treated Britney Spears pretty bad.
Yeah, exactly. it's like adjacent to that, like Janet, yeah, Jackson, like, yeah, Britney Spears, like,
yeah,
it was that time of like, let's tear them down. Exactly. You know, and it's like, okay,
yeah, let's laugh at this teenage girl.
Yeah, who was told to lip sync, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know? Who just like had the most embarrassing moment of her life.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, and like something that like honestly most stars do.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They just didn't have
everyone
bad luck.
A backtrack.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Now people do it. Yeah. What the fuck? Like, people had no sympathy for like performers of just like, yeah, sometimes they, yeah, need vocal rest.
Exactly.
Yeah. What the fuck? Like, you listen to music, it's not live.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, also, like, another, like, terrible SNL performance was Lana Del Rey's first one, and she did sing live.
Oh.
And that was worse.
That one's so bad. I know, like, they did a parody of her next week.
Yeah.
The week after she was on.
That bad.
Yeah, they did literally a sketch of her performance the week before. I was like... Yeah, she, yeah, poor her.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, wait, didn't she do something weird?
all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't, she's always been, like, just a little bit off. Like,
yeah.
She, I think, like, she's made some comments.
About
other female artists.
That were, like, of color.
I think something to do with that.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I'm not appreciated, even though she was nominated for Album of the Year at the Grammys. Well,
she is
the year before.
She is appreciated. Yeah. I would argue she is appreciated.
Like, she's always had a crazy fan base.
Okay, that's really weird.
It is weird.
I don't like that she did
true.
That.
Yeah. And then also she was like, I think it was that had come out, and then also... just like during all the like I don't know, when like the Black Lives Matter like, mm-hmm, things were happening, everyone's like found out she was dating a cop, So just right, she just was? Like she was dating a cop for a while. So that's it was right weird. When everyone was being like ACAB, and then we were like Lana Del Rey's dating a cop. She's canceled.
But first of all, why would she date a cop? That's so weird. She's famous. Yeah. You don't have to date a cop.
I don't know if he was like a cop or like maybe cop adjacent.
Yeah, like a constable. Or wait, that's a cop. That's really a cop.
That's a cop.
No, like a you security. Know like a high ranking or something.
Yeah. Ooh, like a spy.
Those are cops.
Spies are cops.
Spies are cops.
Spies aren't cool because
they're enforcing
cops.
The law, and that's fucking cop behavior.
Yeah. Sorry, James Bond.
Yeah. No, that James fucking Bond's cop. You're working for the government. You fucking cop, bitch. I'm glad he died in the last. No. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I was honestly, I watched that, I was not sad.
I was way too sad, like shockingly, like crying. I was like, yeah, I didn't realize I cared this much.
Yeah, I think I watched it at a bad time. I think I started watching it like I went to like a 11 p.m. showing. I was so tired.
It's like a 3-hour movie.
The movie is so long, and like there's so much just staring. Mm-hmm. And then so I was just like falling asleep, and I didn't care at the end.
Yeah.
So I set myself up there, but I'm going to watch Batman.
Me too.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
I'm obsessed with Robert Pattinson. I love him.
I think we talked about him last time you were on the podcast.
Oh really?
We talked about
right Twilight. Yeah, I love Robert Pattinson.
Yeah,
and I love that everyone loves him now.
Yeah,
I mean it's not new, but like. But like, yeah, there was a time when people ripped on Twilight so hard.
Exactly.
And it was funny, like I saw this quote of him being like, it's not cool to like rip on Twilight anymore. Like it's like, that's like 2008 shit or whatever.
Yeah.
It's true.
I saw a clip of him and Zoe Kravitz, and she's like, I never saw Twilight. And he's just like, okay, what, you think you're too cool? And she's like, no, I just never saw it. Maybe I saw the first one. And he's just like, ugh, like...
I love that he defends
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's defending aww. It. And I was like, oh, that's so like.
I love him.
Yeah. I'll send you that. I saw it yeah. on TikTok.
Yeah. I'm so glad he's like the Batman.
I know.
The Batman. Yeah, I'm so glad he.
The Batman?
Yeah. I can't wait to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it yet? No.
Oh, I'm okay, actually okay. going tomorrow.
Okay, nice. I think I'm going to go today. Maybe.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there hasn't been that much out lately. Like,
no,
I feel like for a while I was like missing all of the Oscar picks, and then
the Oscar picks this year are bad.
Yes,
I don't like them.
Yes, I agree.
What are they? I don't even know that.
Yeah, I literally.
Oh, you wrote them down.
I wrote them down.
Okay,
good. The best picture, Don't Look Up.
Okay, it's not bad.
It was fine. Belfast, which I didn't see. Coda, which I didn't see.
Yeah.
King Richard, which I didn't see.
No, me either. I didn't see any of those.
Dune.
Oh, it's surprising. Okay.
Drive My Car, which we talked about.
I hate that movie.
It's way too
overhyped. I hate that people like it. Because it's... Everyone is lying.
Yeah.
Everyone's lying.
It's... Way too long.
This is an example of a movie where like everyone's too scared to tell each other it's bad, and because they're scared of like seeming stupid.
Right. It's like, but I don't know. Cause it's like, it's weird when it happens with like a foreign film. Cause it's like, there are so many foreign films that we in Western society just ignore.
And they're so good. They're amazing.
So good.
But this people are like fucking like, jizzing over it because like I don't know, because it was like a book by like, it was based on a short story by Haruki Murakami who's like a very good author, but like the screenplay is not good. Like it's just talking the whole time. There's no like the fucking general rule of like show don't tell is completely broken with this movie where it's literally just tell. Everyone just says exactly how they're feeling. It's not a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought the main actor wasn't very good compared to the other actors in it. Like
it started good. I think like it was interesting when he was like walking into his wife, like having an affair.
Yes.
And he leaves. Like that was like interesting. But then it became just like talking the whole time.
Died, and then it was like, oh,
I know,
yeah.
And like I understand the anecdotes in it are good, where it's like it's very interesting. But that was just in the book. Like if you read the book, because I read the book and then I watched the movie. Okay. I'm kind of being Belle right now, but like Okay. But like, I know, I just caught myself like, okay, gross. But I read the book and like, I actually listened to it on audio tape, on audiobook. So I think that's a little less Bell. That's more like, Brian Griffin, I think. But ooh. Where like, but like Family Guy.
Oh.
Where it's just, Brian Griffin is the dog.
The dog.
And
I was like, which one's Brian?
And, yeah. And he pretends to be like smart.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's a dog.
Yeah. But he's, but also he's just kind of one of those guys that like pretends, like lies to seem cool.
Yeah.
So I think that's like, listening to audiobook is like that. But like, and then saying I read the book, like, cause it's different. Yeah. But anyways, I read the book on audio, and then like, it basically, all the interesting moments where you felt something mm-hmm. in Drive My Car is mm-hmm. because of the book. It's not because of the screenplay, because the anecdotes in it are directly from Haruki Murakami, the author.
Yeah.
So like, I understand people having emotional connection to the things that the people were saying, but it's because of the book. And as a movie, it is not good.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Like, yeah.
I have a lot to say about that. If they fucking win, I swear to God.
Yeah. Okay, what else is nominated is Licorice Pizza, which I also haven't seen yet.
Me either.
Nightmare Alley, which I saw, and it was so boring. I didn't enjoy it.
I was almost going to see it, but it's because of Guillermo del Toro. Everyone has a hard-on for him.
Well, and that's why I went to see it, because I actually love Shape of Water, and I get why people don't. It's a weird movie.
Yeah.
But I also even loved like Crimson Peak, which he did. Oh, okay. I am a fan of Pan's Labyrinth. Like, yeah. I like his stuff. But this Nightmare Alley is like, it's a thriller. It's not, it's based on a book too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like Guillermo del Toro's story.
Oh, okay.
So it's based on this book, which was also made into a movie in the 40s. And I don't know, like, there are interesting moments, but I just was bored.
Yeah, a lot of book movies.
Yeah.
In the list.
Yeah, then there's also Power of the Dog and West Side Story.
Oh, wow. That's a long list.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they nominated that many people.
They used to do 5, and then they made it so, like, we could do 10 max. And I think they did 10.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I think because they wanted, like, people were mad that like The Dark Knight didn't get nominated for Best Picture and like stuff like that, or like animated films. It's like, now there's more room for movies like Dune to get in there.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that, because it's like, there are animated Oscar categories.
They have their own category.
Yeah, they have different categories. Yeah. I mean, I guess they're all like, well, we want a shot at Best Picture, but it's like fucking whatever. But I don't know. It dilutes it. It makes it, because it's like comparing apples and oranges, you know?
Yeah.
It's like different. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I haven't seen like a lot of those.
I know. Yeah. But it's like also, I'm like, I don't really want to.
No, whatever. Me either. Honestly, I didn't feel anything for any of those. Like even the trailers or anything where I'm like, I need to see that. I didn't feel that. Did you watch that Will Smith movie though? Like, that, I thought that would get nominated.
With
the story where he plays like Serena Williams' dad. Oh, wait, what's it called?
King Richard.
Oh, okay. I watched some of that, but I
do want to see that.
It's good. The parts that I watched, like Will Smith is very good in it, and the it's like, I understand how it's like a harrowing story of like, you know,
like a kind of
raising, like the parents' perspective of like raising a star, which is cool.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So I actually, like, as a screenplay, I think it was good because, like, you follow him and like he has flaws and stuff like that. And there's a lot of like action parts. So
yeah.
King Richards. Okay. I should finish that movie. Yeah. I started it. I fell asleep, because that's what happens. I put it on like when it was at home, so we download it illegally. But
wow,
I recommend that one
even though you haven't seen the whole thing,
but it started good. We'll see how it ends.
I'm interested.
I heard Licorice Pizza is good too.
I do want to see that, but I'm like, I don't know.
I never got into Haim. And I don't love the middle part thing. I don't know.
The middle hair.
Yeah, like Heim sisters, their signature is that they part their hair in the middle and they have really, really long like middle hair.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of Marilyn, no. The Manson murders people.
Charles Manson
and like his gang of like the middle, the hippies. It reminds me of hippies. And I don't, after knowing what they did to that blonde lady who was pregnant, I was always just like, hippies are bad. I don't like hippies. And Heim reminds me of hippies because of their hairstyle.
Their long hair.
And so I was like, ugh, I don't know.
And they're sisters in a band.
Right? They reminded me, it was like very cultish.
That is weird. Like, I do like their music, but that is, being a family band is something that's so funny to me.
Right? Like the Hanson brothers too. Yeah. They also had the middle part, long hair.
True.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
I don't
like it. A long haired family band.
Yeah. I'm sure they're nice people, but it's just like, I don't like that look. I don't like that look.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'll accidentally have that look sometimes when I forget to get my hair cut for a long time. And then sometimes do middle part and then like, it will be like that. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to look like a hippie. Yeah.
I think you're safe.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, there aren't that many like Asian hippies, but the only one I can think of is like Yoko Ono, and she did have that. She had the middle part long hair. Oh my God, that is signature hippie.
Yeah,
don't like it.
Yeah. Oh my God. That just like very quickly, like I watched the beginning of that Beatles documentary that everyone was obsessed with.
Oh, I didn't.
It's not a documentary. I found out it's actually just this behind the scenes footage of the Beatles recording this.
Oh,
practicing for this thing, but it's like 6 hours of it. And I was like, this doesn't interest me. But anyways, so like Yoko Ono is just kind of like in the background a lot.
Yeah.
Just like wearing cool pants and like eating an apple.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was like, wow, I love her life.
Yeah. She seems really chill. Like, that's true. Her energy was always just like emotionless.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, everyone blames her for like breaking up the band. I'm like, she was just there.
Yeah, she seems like she didn't do anything.
I don't think she did anything.
She was never.
John Lennon was probably crazy.
I know, that's the thing, right? Like, people blame it on like the woman, and it's like, yeah, he was definitely like chasing her, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And it's his decision to like leave the band. Like, people don't want to blame the greats in history. But yeah, people compare like BTS to the Beatles so much, and it's so funny because it's like they're so different. It's like insane how different they are.
That's a weird. I mean, I get it because it's like that's how famous they were. That's what they want to say, but that's it. Yeah. Like,
I know that's the only thing. Like Ellen made that comparison. Stephen Colbert made that comparison, okay. being like, oh, it's like the Beatles are here or something. You know,
people said that about Justin Bieber too for a time.
For Beatles.
Yeah, I remember like Bieber fever. People were like, this is like Beatlemania.
Oh, right. Because like, yeah, I guess like for the Beatles, people went insane as
anywhere
well.
That like teen girls congregate in the thousands and scream.
Yeah.
People are like, this is like the Beatles.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. Soon that will die and people will say, this is like BTS.
Yeah. Oh my. You think?
I hope so.
Let's make it happen.
I want.
They're the new.
Because I'm sick of the standard. Beatles. Yeah. They're not even hot. Do you see his ass? That photo that came out, remember? Like, not came out. I think it was just an old photo that was recirculating of like John Lennon and Yoko Ono, like bare naked ass. And like,
yes.
And like John Lennon had such a long ass and then like Yoko had such a short ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, he's not hot. Why is everyone fucking comparing BTS? BTS freaking.
BTS is hot.
They don't have long ass. Yeah. They're freaking chiseled. You know? With their jawline and the fucking hair.
Yeah.
Perfect.
They were made in a pop.
K-pop lab. I know. Yeah, they're really, they're cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like we've reached the end.
Yeah. I think we talked a lot of pop culture.
We did it. We understood the assignment.
Yeah.
I hate when people say that.
Right? In TikToks? Because it's in a song, right? Is it in a song?
Yeah.
People say it when it's in a song. People like to say things when it's in a song.
Well, people would tweet it. Like a picture of someone on the red carpet and be like, Zendaya understood the assignment.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm like, she dressed fine. Whatever. She has a stylist. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Her stylist is her job.
Yeah. God. Okay. So congratulations on the Juno nomination.
Thank you.
And everyone should stream or buy her album Grandma's Girl. And what else?
Wait, actually, I don't know if I see the money when people buy it.
How do you get money?
Just PayPal me.
Just send her money.
Venmo. I got Venmo, actually. I got an American bank account. Because I'm moving in like June. So
started. So you have Venmo now.
Yeah, I have Venmo.
Cool.
Andrea Jin won. I couldn't get Andrea Jin nothing. Yeah. Someone beat me. Some American bitch beat me. Rude. So I'm one. But anyways, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was so fun.
I know.
Coming.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, okay. Thanks for listening. Yeah. And we love you. Bye.
Bye.